Email latedebate@rte.ie.
All right, we're moving away from the issue of tariffs because no doubt we'll get more details and we'll have plenty more late debate discussions on that as more and more become clear. But there was an interesting primetime item on primetime before we came on air about the so-called lucky dip gang of juvenile delinquents. We've heard a lot about scramblers in public parks, and the issue of diverting young people from criminal activity came up earlier in the Dáil today. It was a timely debate, Gráinne, what was being said?
Yeah, the debate was basically talking about how urgent an issue it is. You know, there were some very interesting contributions. You know, Mark Ward made some very interesting points about how young people who we need to offer young people hope. You know, young people who are growing up in disadvantaged areas might see people with flashy runners on and nice cars and nice jackets and think, I want those things as well. And it's as simple as that in how they get roped into a life of crime. You know, Thomas Gould made the point that during the recession, youth programmes were slashed, funding for youth programmes was slashed and need to be looked into. And Gary Gannon was saying that sentencing is not actually the answer to kind of deal with crime, that it might deal with a short-term issue, increasing the sentence for, say, carrying a knife or using a knife. But the core, it's a kind of a symptom rather than dealing with the core issue of why people carry them in the first place, which is young people feel under threat and they feel safer with them and all that kind of thing. It was a very interesting debate. There was a lot of words rather than actions and a lot of people calling for more actions rather than words. You know, I didn't hear a lot of concrete proposals on how actually things could be done other than spending more money on youth diversion programmes rather than more creative, visionary ideas on actually how to do that. It is a very complex area. But I think I remember being at the opening of a park in the Liberties a couple of years ago. And one thing I think they did really brilliantly was instead of just having a playground and a couple of park benches, they had a skate park as well. You know, a really good, they had a couple of young teenagers there and they were saying it was really well done in terms of the variety in it and that they would like to use, they would probably use it a lot. And I thought that was a bit of creativity. Mm. It wasn't just for the toddlers and the mams. It was for actually young adults and adolescents to hang out in a space, you know, that is also theirs and made for them as well. I thought that was a clever idea.
I suppose, you know, one of the contributors on the primetime programme was, I think, the representative from the Garda Representative Association, and he was talking about Oberstown being full, and full quite often. So the idea that, you know, sort of simply building more prison places for young people is the answer to this is hardly what anybody wants. So in terms of the youth diversion programmes, the youths you want to reach, Seamus McGrath, are not necessarily the ones who'll kick a ball or anything else. It's people who, like a lot of teenagers, just hang around. It's stopping them doing the wrong thing while they're hanging around.
Absolutely, and I suppose as a public representative, we regularly hear that there are quite good community facilities in terms of sporting facilities, but in terms of other facilities, youth centres, skate parks and so on, you know, this is a broader issue in terms of community facilities, other outlets for young people. I think we'll all agree across the political spectrum, you don't want to unnecessarily put a young person into the criminal system, and the Youth Diversion Programme has been a very successful programme in terms of, you know, diverting youths away from that and trying to target at an early age those who are at risk of, you know, going into the criminal world. And I think it is about, you know, investing in community Gardaí, for example, juvenile liaison officers, and further investment in terms of the youth diversion programme. And it is then about wider investment in facilities as well in a community. I think that's critically important. So look, the government is committed on this issue. The programme for government does set out a number of key measures on this. It is going to be a priority, but it is a complex issue. And unfortunately, socioeconomic issues come into play and so on. But, you know, resourcing the Gardaí, increasing our number of Gardaí, increasing our community policing presence on the ground is all part of this. The school system has a role to play, I would say, in terms of the education system, because that is the way to reach young people. Right. The vast majority attend school, and look, there are some obviously who don't in certain circumstances, but I think that is, there has to be a collaborative approach here. Education system, justice system, investment in community facilities, local authorities and so on. So there's no simple answer here, but I think it is an area area where hopefully we can reach some degree of political consensus on in terms of how we should proceed on this issue.
John Brady.
Well, how we should proceed on this issue is actually listening to young people in the first instance and hear what their needs are. And look, I regularly engage with the likes of Corlin and Oak, the National Youth Council, and listen to their voices. And they're talking about a sector that is on its knees and has been on its knees going right back to the time of
us. The National Youth Council represents youth organisations in the country, so people who are youth workers.
These are key to, you know, keeping communities together. They are the gel that keep communities together. You know, youth centres in some of the most deprived parts of our state, you know, doing Trojan work, going above and beyond for little or no reward. You know, there's a huge issue there in terms of retaining youth workers. They're simply not going into that area. They don't feel respected. The work they do is Trojan work, but they feel nothing coming from government. And that needs to be tackled immediately. I listen to young people all the time. And Colm, you spoke about scramblers in our parks. Why are there scramblers in the parks? I deal with a club in Wicklow, young people who are involved in motocross. And there's no track anywhere in this state for them to go and safely ride those scrambler bikes. None anywhere in the state. That's a problem.
Right.
And that leads to young people then getting, you know, a bad name for going out in parks. They shouldn't be doing it, but there is no alternative. I'll give you one more example, Colm.
Yeah, briefly,
and we talk about minority sports and engaging young people of all ages. Years ago, and I'm going to name drop now, when I was working with Katie Taylor, when she was the world champion, she was still training in her home, boxing in her home, because there was no facility. And at council level, I'll never forget this on the agenda, and I was on the council at the time, the first part of the meeting, we were talking about antisocial behaviour and how to deal with antisocial behaviour and, you know, all the schemes and proposals and all of that. The second part of the meeting was to give an old council premises on the seafront in Bray over to Katie Taylor and the boxing club, and the arguments that were given as to why that should not happen. And to me, I just sat back and I said, well, that is why we are where we are. We need to listen to young people. We need to put the resources in to ensure that young people are listened to and all of the other safeguards built around it.
Yeah, I mean, I would take umbrage with Seamus saying that sports facilities are there for young people, because that's not what my constituents are telling me in Rathdown. We have sports facilities crying out for pitches. I met with Rosemount Mulvey last week, who are looking for a new pitch to really meet the demand that's coming at them. In Dublin 8, my colleague Jen Cummins spoke in the Dáil today or yesterday on this motion, and she spoke about how in her constituency in Dublin 8 there is not one pitch. Not one pitch in all of Dublin 8, and they've been crying out for it, and there have been campaigns after campaigns for it consistently. So we're not providing them with the facilities, young people with the facilities that they need. I mean, Jen spoke about the hope and leadership that people need, and I do agree that's what we need to be providing for people. But Aidan Farrelly, my other colleague from Kildare, who's come, and both Jen and Aidan have come from this space. Aidan himself has been a youth worker and a youth justice worker for many, many years. And I mean, I'd actually disagree, Gráinne, in terms of, like, we do know what we need to do. We need to replicate the kind of work that he's been doing for his career in communities all across Ireland, and we need to support those people working in youth justice and youth work, because that's, I mean, you would see overnight transformation across generations if we actually funded it properly as a state.
I do have another question, and if you just, you know, if you give me a brief answer on it, all of you, we know now, if you look at the educational experience, that more and more young people are getting diagnosis where they can get a diagnosis of the likes of, you know, ADHD, ODD, and so forth. Are youth services equipped to reach out to people with diagnoses like that, or who might need to have some form of an assessment to help and support them with what could be potentially antisocial behaviour? Seamus.
I think the two top priorities of this government have to be housing and the whole area of additional and special needs. And we have a lot more work to do in that. There's no question about that. And I think the services that are there aren't well equipped at present in terms of additional needs. Certainly when it comes to the education sector, the community sector, youth services and so on, a lot more needs to be done. I fully accept that. But it is a priority of government. There is no cabinet minister at the table in relation to disabilities. And I think that will make a difference. But this is a new government. It is only in a couple of months. We've had a lot of distraction in the Dáil in terms of trying to progress key issues, and hopefully we can get down to work now on some of these important priorities that the country need.
Well,
I believe the skills and expertise are there, and the commitment from this incredible sector in Ireland. What it needs and what we know it needs is funding. We need to fund youth work, we need to fund youth justice work, we need to fund community initiatives, community facilities, sports facilities, and we need to fund NGOs, all of whom can provide the skilled expertise that we need.
All right, John Brady.
Absolutely, the skill is there, the passion is there, but what is missing is the will from government, and you know, early identification you know, for young people is key. And when we have, you know, families screaming out, battling a system to try get needs of assessments, to try get that early intervention, simply not there. And that is the start of a cavalcade of chaos then. If the systems aren't there, the supports aren't there at an early age, you know, it's a key to a lot of this. So a lot of this is of the government's making. The failure to invest in communities, community services, and the needs for young people.
Okay, we'll come back to it, no doubt, on another programme.